In Joshua 23, turn if you would to Acts 1, because we're going to deal with the critics of soul winning. You know, there are many critics. Anytime, you know, I remember when Paul said, "Boy, a great door is open unto me, and effectual, and there are many adversaries." You know, anytime God's opened a great door, anytime a man here, and let me tell you something, Pastor Jimenez has a vision. Anytime there's a man that has a vision that's doing a great work for God, there are going to be many adversaries.
Right, right.
There are going to be many naysayers. I've been attacked, you know, through the years, just in the short time, 5.5 years that I've pastored. I've been attacked and run through the ringer. You know what? It's going to happen because, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Yep. And, you know, Brother Jimenez is going to suffer persecution.
Yep.
Brother Jimenez is going to be attacked. And there are going to be the naysayers who will give the thumbs down unto soul winning.
True.
You know, there will be the naysayers and the people who will try to say soul winning doesn't work. And they'll throw the wet blanket on soul winning. And it's always going to be that way. And so that's who I'm going to deal with tonight here. In Acts chapter 1, in verse 14. I love the book of Acts.
Amen.
Acts chapter 1, verse 14, it says, "These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women, and Mary the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said," the number of names together were about 120. And I'm not going to focus on what he said tonight, but let me ask you something. How many disciples were in the early church in Acts 1? Call it out to me nice and loud. Everybody's afraid to talk tonight. Come on, how many?
120.
So let me ask you this. Where was everybody else? Now, it says here that this is including, very clear, this is including the women. He said, this is including Mary. This is including Jesus' four half-brothers. This is including woman and man alike, the early church. These are the same people that are about to be endued with power from on high and preach at the day of Pentecost. How many of them were there? 120. Now, this is what the critics of soul winning are going to say tonight. "Well, where are all these people that you won to Christ? You know, I don't think they really got saved because they're not in church tonight. They must not really be saved. You know, they didn't get baptized." Well, you know what? There's a Church of Christ down the street.
Yeah, come on.
And they believe that you have to be baptized to be saved. You may want to go down there tonight and you know, and join that religion. If you think, you know, somebody has to get baptized to join the church. I don't believe in 7 steps to salvation tonight.
Come on.
I believe in 1 step. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved in thy house.
Come on.
Amen. And so the critics of soul winning will inevitably say, "Where are all these people that you've won to Christ? Soul winning is a fraud." That's what they'll say. Now let me say this. The greatest man who's ever walked on the face of this earth, outside of the Lord Jesus Christ himself, who was God in the flesh, Jesus said that the greatest man who ever walked the earth was whom?
John the Baptist.
Now let me ask you something. Didn't John the Baptist get a lot of people saved?
Amen.
He baptized multitudes, the Bible says. Multitudes. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and the region round about Jordan, and they came and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. You remember when Jesus Christ in John 3, it was said to John the Baptist that he made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples. So John the Baptist had a ton of people saved and baptized, and then Jesus and his apostles came along, and they had far more saved and baptized. Multitudes, thousands, I mean thousands upon thousands upon thousands. But wait a minute, only 120 of them were really saved. You really expect me to believe that?
No, sir.
So 90-some percent of all the people that John the Baptist was baptized, they weren't really saved. None of the people Jesus, it was just those 120 who were in church that were really saved. But that's the garbage that's being preached today in independent Baptist churches. Well, it's only the ones who really get in church and stay in church and endure unto the end. You know, they're the only ones who really got saved. Well, that means that John the Baptist was the biggest fraud then. Because all his converts, you know, they didn't pan out. And Jesus' converts and the apostles, for 3.5 years of Jesus' ministry and 6 months of John the Baptist. For 4 years, these great men, John the Baptist and the Lord Jesus Christ,
amen,
had multitudes and thousands and tens of thousands of people saved. And yet in that early church, when the going got rough, there were only 120 people in that church, period. And people would look at a church that has 120 people in it today, they'd look at that church and say, oh, they're lying. They didn't get those people saved. Those people didn't really get saved. Now look, if somebody believes on the Lord Jesus Christ, they're saved.
That's right. Amen.
I mean, if we can't rely on that, then none of us can even be sure that we're saved. You know, that's the promise I'm relying on.
That's right. Amen.
Now look, are there people out there who think they're saved and they're not? Oh yeah. There are a lot of people out there. And it's because they're trusting in their own works.
Right.
It's because they're trusting in self-reformation.
Right.
It's because they're trusting in, you know, I have, you know, joined the church, been baptized, or I quit this sin, or I was willing to quit this sin, or what. You know, they're trusting in their own works tonight. And they think they're saved and they're not. And many will say unto Jesus Christ in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me that work iniquity. There are a lot of people today that are relying on their works. You say, how do you know that every single person that you talk to out on soul winning really got saved? I don't. Yep. The only person I really know is saved is the person that you're looking at right here.
Yep.
You know, I know I'm saved. Yep. But I do know this. I get on my knees and pray that God will lead me to those who want to hear the gospel. I do know this. I open my Bible and very thoroughly go through scripture after scripture after scripture and preach the gospel and ask that person questions that they understand and dialogue with that person and try to get that person to understand the gospel. And when they say, hey, I believe that. I believe it's all through Jesus Christ. I believe He's the only way to heaven. I believe that once I'm saved, and by the way, this is something I emphasize out so much, that I can't lose myself. Because it's eternal life. It's everlasting life. You know, hey, I believe that. I believe. Well, okay. Well, call upon the name of the Lord right now and be saved if you believe that you are. But that person didn't really get saved. They got saved and they called upon the name of the Lord and believe in their heart that God raised him from the dead. No doubt about it. Now, somebody could lie to me. Somebody could be a Judas Iscariot. You know, Jesus had a phony in his church, you know, that was not saved. The Bible says he didn't believe on him. Judas Iscariot didn't believe on Christ. You know, they're going to be the tares among the wheat.
Right.
But you know what? If we're going out and really being thorough, that's really the problem with a lot of souls, you know, not being thorough. Be thorough and really preach it unto them and make sure they really understand it and they believe it. You know, they're saved. Otherwise, you know, who is saved, my friend? And so the critics of soul winning need to read Acts 1, 14 and 15. And rethink this thing that says everybody who's saved is going to go to Verity Baptist Church. You know. And by the way, I say this to a lot of the critics. I say, well, do you want to go to my church? No. Are you saved? Yeah. Well, then apparently everybody who's saved doesn't want to go to Faithful Word Baptist Church. And everybody who's saved doesn't want to go to Verity Baptist Church. Maybe it's some of the things that are preached at Verity Baptist Church that some people just can't handle.
Exactly.
You know, but does that mean that they're not saved? Anybody who can't, you know, hang in here with this radical, you know, no, I'm just kidding. You know, they're not really saved. That's garbage. You know, all you got to do is believe on Jesus Christ to be saved.
Amen.
And truly trust Him alone as Savior. That's what John 3:16 says. That's what John 3:18, John 3:36, John 5:42, John 6:47, John 10:28. I mean, where do you want to stop with this? It's the message of the Bible.